Usually imagine here with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 2-0 victory, where Andy found it generally a tough place to come, but you defeated him 2-0 by half time today.
The first 20 minutes were as good as anything we've done this season. You know, we set up in a certain way, we pressed them, we got to the second balls, we hit Les Davis, he won every header that he went for, and then we picked up them good areas, we played it wide, we had shots off, you know, and we caused them lots of problems, and if we'd been 4-0 at half time, it wouldn't have flattered us. Second half was always going to be a bit more difficult because, you know, they've got to push people on and we have to match that. John Danby's had a couple of half saves in the second half, but a thoroughly professional performance and a fantastic result.
Fandudno finished third last season and now you're currently 12 points ahead of them. How have you managed that with half a squad and now Mike Long with a broken foot as well?
I know, it's a staggering achievement, because make no mistake, they'll be in the top six with the quality players that they've got and an excellent manager. There's no way they won't make the top six. They've got too much good players and they're too well organised. When we had to be dogged, we had to stay at it. But, our movement and our shuffling and our filling holes and second balls was fantastic in the second half. A little bit more quality maybe when we won the ball back. We could have exposed what they had actually done to us, which was to push people high and wide and cause us problems. But, I'm absolutely delighted because, like you said, these finished third last year. They have kept together all their best players, which is very hard in the Welsh League. When you get into Europe, you normally get your players picked off you. They've kept all their players, they've improved, they've invested heavily, and they're going to be there or thereabouts at the end of the season.
Talk about the quality, some serious quality with Nathan Wolf. Free kick strikes were fantastic there from the edge of the box.
Yeah, we did free kicks on because I was getting a bit cheesed off at the last in the last couple of games where we've had shots and we haven't asked any questions. Their wall was probably 10 yards. They had three free kicks where our wall was 15 yards away. I don't know what that's all about, but there you go. I'm not going to be sour because we've had a fantastic result. But it's a brilliant, brilliant free kick. And he practiced them on Thursday. And it's an old saying, you get good at what you practice. And that's what I keep preaching to these players. The harder you work, the more things will fall for you. Matty Williams is very unlucky, not to get the third goal. It's hit the lad on the bum and just stopped dead. But very pleased all round. Thoroughly professional performance. And, again, I'm very, very lucky to have the group of lads that I work with.
Great to see Callum Morris back in the team today, and great for him to get half an hour this afternoon as well.
Yeah, it was. It's just great, half a game, and he's coming back from sort of 2 months out, and he is so important to us because of his energy, and Callum's a very good player. Les came in today and did fantastic, gave us that focal point that we could play through. And as you've already said, Shelton Payne is out for the season. It looks like a really bad knee injury, and Wildy broke his foot in midweek, but. Nick, I've said it so many times now. I've never known anything like it in my career. When I've been in the game for the best part of 30 years, and I've never known anything like this. You're looking at fractured feet and cruciate ligaments. Two players with that, torn ankle ligaments. They're all impact injuries. It's not hamstrings or calves. These are serious injuries. But again, the character on my team. To be on 30 points now, and we've gone. Now 13 games out of 15 without a centre half in the team, so incredible achievement.
That squad of yours now has got a massive opportunity on Tuesday night as they face TNS in the semi-finals of the Nathaniel Andrew Cup, with a place in the final at stake.
Yeah, it comes at a good time because it's a Tuesday night and for me it's much better than a training session this time of year. I can give the lads who haven't played, I can give them all starts and we can have a look at it. We've got nothing to lose there. Their record speak for itself this season. It's quite incredible. So we can go into the game and knowing that there's no shame if you lose the game, and make sure we give a really good account of ourselves, and make sure we ask questions of TNS because when they get questions asked of them, I think they're weak and vulnerable at the back when you put balls into the box, and I'll be looking to expose that on Tuesday night.